This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This program is produced on Wurundjeri country. This is The Sound of Now on Joy 94.9.
Welcome in. Hello, my name is Triana Butler. Thanks for joining me. It's great to have you here. This is The Sound of Now special podcast edition, where you're going to hear extended versions of conversations with artists that we've had on the radio show. This week, I got to chat with Luca Lefay, the lead singer of OFK. The debut EP, We Are OFK, is now out, as is the video game of the same name, We Are OFK, that tells the story of how the band came together and really were nearly torn apart. It's a phenomenal piece of storytelling. I got to chat with Luca Lefay all about that process of making music alongside being in a video game that people are making about you. It must have been a weird feeling. Here's my chat with Luca Lefay. Joining me right now, the lead singer of OFK, Luca Lefay. Luca, oh my God.
Hi.
Oh, I'm so excited to chat with you. The EP, We Are OFK, is out. The video game is out. It's an exciting moment. Congratulations, man. It's exciting.
Thanks. Trying so hard.
The feelings are real. The feelings come through in the game and in the music. I mean, we got to, first of all, a lot of people who listen to this show are music fans, so they might not be across the gaming space. They're not going to be aware of We Are OFK. This feels like the future. It's a, do we call it a biopic? Bio game? What? Where are we?
You can call it the future. I like that. No, yeah, we call it a biopic or an origin story, but it's like, you know, it's like a story about our band and how our band got started and how we came to release this EP that we just released.
Yes, it's a story. Well, I mean, that makes
story.
Perfect. That's how stories work. it's been what, episodic content. So we get a new episode each Thursday Australian time. It's now all officially out there. Season finished this Thursday, just gone. So now everyone's seen the whole story. Everyone's been through all of your emotions. Everyone's got all the music. What's the reaction been like?
Love to have our humiliations out in the air. Love to have people watch me get rejected by everyone I try to date in at least the story.
Honestly, it's like, you know how Buffy has like the bad guy of the week? Like you've got like love interest of the week.
Thanks so much. Thank you for reminding me. Having a great time over here in Los Angeles. No, it feels good. We're trying to, like, you know, it's one of those things where we worked with the team who made the game to try to recreate what our experience was like in making something. And it's weird now to have people like familiar with our story. And, you know, it's been a little bit since those events took place for us. So it's a little bit strange to look back and see like your story retold. But it is also very, very relieving to have the music out.
I mean, it's got to feel like you're kind of dredging up the past, right?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think it was important for us and for the team. Like, Itsu helped manage the process, I think, really healthily, because you don't want to, like, therapize too much when it comes to making art. I feel like it's easy to do, and you want to... I always feel like I want to strike a balance between using music to kind of process something that I'm feeling, but not in a way where I feel like I'm being irresponsible or like I'm hurting myself or I'm dragging myself through the mud, you know. I usually like to have a little bit of lag between like some experiences I've had and then putting them into a song. And same is true with the story. Like, we didn't want it to be anything that any of us hadn't tried to process already and deal with. Like, you don't want to just air that stuff. And for to air the band story, it was important that, like, we had space and we all felt like, cool, we're okay with people hearing about this. We're okay re-experiencing it in a way and being comfortable talking about it.
You talk about, you know, your own humiliations in your words. I got to say, I saw a lot of myself, and particularly my own flaws in each of the characters. And it's a pretty honest reflection. I mean, there were bits where you were being accused of being a flake and I'm like, oh God, I did that last week. You know, like, I'm seeing so much of myself in everybody else.
Kind of you to say I was accused of being a flake. Like, oh yeah, allegations, you know.
Plausible deniability, Luca. Plausible deniability. It's fine. See, we can just be like, oh, you know, that was enhanced from what happened really. You know, we really fleshed out the fictional version of Luca for the game try to paint that picture. I know some of the people who are listening haven't played the game, but you get to choose some kind of interaction with the characters like once a minute or so. But when someone's going through something, it'll pop up like two or three different options. And it very much feels like, you know, when you're in a situation and there are two or three things that you can say and you're like, okay, what am I going to say? How am I going to respond to this? You really feel that emotional weight. What's that like to have really those kind of internal thoughts made very, very public?
It was a fun process, actually, because, you know, like, we're trying to tell a story that happened, right? Or we're trying to tell a story about who we as a band are. So we're not asking people to play this game where they get to decide who we are. Like, you don't get to tell me what to do. I mean, you do, but, like, you don't get to tell me who to be, right? And so the choices that I watch, like, now that we're watching people play the game, they're not making choices that don't feel authentic to us. Like, maybe they're not actual things that we said, but they're all things that we might have thought about saying. And I think that was part of the writing process that the co-writers of the series, Claire and Gia and Teddy Deef, that they wanted to do, is to, like, explore, like, what's within the realm of possibility? Because I think it's relatable to be, like, to just acknowledge that, like, when you're having a conversation, there are different ways you could go and still be authentic to who you are, you know?
Yeah, I know. I feel that.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Cool, good.
We're chatting with Luca Lefay, I guess we can say lead singer-songwriter, lead vocalist from OFK, the new EP We Are OFK, and Bio Game We Are OFK is now out in its entirety. We have to talk about Follow Unfollow, the big lead single, and you made that debut as a band with Follow Unfollow at the Game Awards back in 2020. Tell me all about where that song came from and the origins of that.
I have to shout out, of course, Jay, who's a producer on OFK, and also Luna Shadows and Tom Powers from The Naked and Famous, who made these songs with us. The writing process for Follow Unfollow was... So it's interesting, right? Because these are all songs that were written from, like, for those of us who did, like Luna and I did a lot of lyric work, right? And from the process of writing lyrics, we're trying to put in our own personal experiences and our own stories, but, like, we also knew at a certain point that we were trying to kind of reflect each of the band members with some of these songs. So it was a little bit of, like, a matchmaking game, for lack of a better term, to be like, well, which one, like, is going to resonate, something that resonates with all of us who are working on the song, and also something that resonates with Itsumi, who's, like, the focus of our first episode of our game. Right. So Follow and Follow as a track is, of course, it's, like, dancey and energetic, but it's also a little bit chaotic and a little bit frenzied and a little bit stressful. And it's meant to be that way. It's meant to kind of capture how each of us feels when we're trying to just keep our shit together. Can I say shit on that?
I was just going to say that when you were talking about the song feeling frenzied and chaotic, I was like, God, maybe that's why I emotionally connect with it so much.
It's like, you know, I think, like, there are songs about, you know, because there's themes in there of, like, love and breakups, right? And, like, a lot of times when we're working on a song about a breakup, like, it's somber or it's sad. And Follow and Follow is more of that feeling of, like, I don't actually know what I'm doing here yet. Like, I'm just feeling and I'm making some mistakes and I'm trying to get through it. And I am trying to get better, but I'm not there yet. So it's not like a torch song. It's not like I'm thinking about this person I miss. It's like, no, I'm, like, literally still texting them and I really shouldn't be, you know.
Totally. Well, everybody gets their own kind of focus song. You know, Jay has a really big moment in episode 3 with Infuriata. Carter gets their own moment in episode 4 with Footsteps. Your focus song is Fool's Gold. Talk me through this song, because if you heard Follow Unfollow, it's a really big up-tempo number. Fool's Gold, kind of the opposite. We pull it right back on the production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wanted to, like, I really wanted to hear... I was really happy with how it came out because it is more of, like, a band sound. Like, it's more grounded to me than Follow and Follow sonically. And it just like, it sits really beautifully. Our mix engineer, Beatrice Artola, did some amazing things with it. But yeah, like lyrically, Fool's Gold is about, it's about imposter syndrome, right? It's a little bit of, what do I want to say? I'll say this. Fool's Gold is simultaneously something to me that is about the feeling of imposter syndrome and not knowing if you belong in a creative space or in a social space or whatever. And also this idea of like, so you might feel like Fool's Gold. You might feel like you're not real, like you're not valid. But also chasing Fool's Gold, chasing this idea of the things that you think are going to make your life better, the things that are going to transform your life. And I think we can often fool ourselves into thinking that transformation is immediate and quick. And in all walks of life, it's a long process. And I know that I've gone through shit when it comes to, for example, like dating, where I will get so excited about someone and something in my brain will go like, oh, like this excitement is what your life will be like if you all get together. And it's a really unhealthy way of looking at like attaching and enmeshing with someone in a way that you're hoping maybe this will give me that transformation. And especially coming, you know, a lot of people, all of us having lived through like the lockdown, for example, like you come out and you're like, I need change. I need everything to be different. I cannot look at the same walls anymore. And you're just looking for like rapid change and rapid growth. And I think we're all trying to figure out like how we can just like tie a rope to something that will pull us into change. And, that's dangerous. And I think that's that 900 word TED talk I just gave is what Fool's Gold is about.
TED Talks can just invoice us after this goes out on broadcast. Like, you just take this recording, run it on stage, it'll be fine. We're chatting with Luca Lefay, the lead singer from OFK. But it's not all just about you and Jay and Itsumi and Carter. There's a whole extended team, a collective of people behind the scenes who are helping put this music together and the whole project. As much as it's the band, the support team are also incredible. And as a collective, it's quite a queer rainbow collective of people.
Yeah, I love all of them. There is like OFK, the band, which is those of us you mentioned, right? And then we just call everybody Team OFK, which is the larger creative team, because in addition to working on the music, we also need to work with animators and illustrators and writers and stuff to tell our story, right? So on the music side, we also work with Luna Shadows and Tom Powers of the Naked and Famous for songwriting and producing. We work with Claire Gia and Teddy Deve, who co-wrote our series, work with our manager, Michaela Foote. We work with our co-art directors, Niffy Situng and Jenny Yu. There's like a dozen or more people who are all in it. And it's a beautiful rainbow of people from different backgrounds and perspectives. And it's a gift to get to kind of create art in a space like that and feel like it's resonating with our sort of larger creative community, if you will.
Absolutely. It's really, really always a delight when you get to experience queer people putting together what feels like a very authentic queer experience.
It's nice because there's not a lot of pressure that maybe some of us get in other contexts to make it about queerness in sort of a tokenizing way. And I hope that people feel in the series, in the game, and in the music too, that like we're just allowed to exist, and we're just allowed to exist in whatever our expression of queerness is and whatever our identities are, naturally, and to have, and just to be human beings, and to both celebrate queerness and also not to just be limited to just that.
That's it. I mean, anytime there's like I'm a non-binary trans woman, and anytime there's someone who's like me in a TV show or a movie, like that's the trauma, you know, that I'm trans. Like it's always like, oh God, you must have been through so much, and let's relive all of the horrors that were. Actually, it's like I'm just trying to talk about music on the radio here. Like, can we? It's not something that I reflect on. You know what I mean? And that's why I think it feels so refreshing. It's so authentic. It's not needing to kind of bang its own drum hard about that. It's just there, and it is what it is.
We talk about that, you know, like we in sharing our story with the creative team, we talked about like, do we want to include some of those things? But some of it is like, we just wanted to focus elsewhere. Like right, for example, Carter, right? Carter has a beautiful story that we get to tell in the series. And Carter's non-binary, and Carter uses they, them pronouns. And they've plenty of stories of people being bigoted or shitty towards them. But like, that's not the part of their story that they wanted to tell. And it's not the part we wanted to focus on, because it's just one part of how Carter is a beautiful, arguably the most beautiful of all of us, person in the band. And we just wanted to let them shine for their skill and their heart.
We're chatting with Luca Lefay, who is the lead vocalist of OFK. The new EP and game We Are OFK is out now. The episode 5 just dropped on Thursday, just gone. So the brand new single is out, the final single from the project. It's called Thanks. It's a really nice kind of moment of closure right at the very end of the game. It's really, really beautiful.
Thank you. We wanted something like cathartic. We wanted that feeling of like just, you know, walking down the street and feeling like, holy shit, I can't believe I got through this, and finding those moments to celebrate. I know I'm bad at that. I am still trying to find an emotional moment to celebrate our EP coming out. It hasn't really happened yet, but I know that it will. Yeah, I mean, if you played the game, it's funny because like Luna is actually the one who put that main hook lyric in there of thanks for letting me know. And she pulled that out of a story that I told her about somebody that broke up with me.
Oh, no.
It's like, holy shit. So that is actually in episode 5, if you catch it. And it's a really good burn. Shout out to the person whom I won't name who is in episode 5.
Yeah, they get enough of a mention in episode 5. Let's not bring them into this conversation here. I don't think we need to talk about that person. Hey, look, the game, the EP are out now. I don't want to say what's next because this has got to be the first week that you've been able to properly rest and soak in the fact that this completed piece of work is out in the world. So congratulations on that. But I've got to ask, you know, it could be that there is a really exciting future for OFK and what's out there. Like what's the next plans for you?
The big plan for us is shows. Honestly, you know, it takes a really long time for a video game to get made. It's why you don't see a lot of video games about bands, because when you're an artist trying to release music, you're expected to release so much in the year 2022, surely a content hell that we live in. And so we have been sitting on these songs for a little bit, longer than you normally would with songs that you're really happy with. So now that they're out, we're just like, oh my God, okay, can we play these? Can we make more music? For a while, it's going to be all about music. It's going to be about like, hey, you've heard our story. You've heard how we got here. Now, like, come on along with us. Let's like try to play some shows and have a good time. And like, yeah, maybe we'll get to do this again and tell more story. But we got to live a little first. We got to like, you can't really tell a story until you have perspective. So we're going to go out there, play some shows and get perspective.
And that's it. It's always got to come from that personal experience, from connecting with fans, from having those beautiful moments in person.
Yeah. I want to see faces. I want my face to be seen. I want someone to fall in love with me and then we'll write about that.
Rather than your reflection in the monitor when you're programming and writing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will confess I wouldn't do this job if I didn't kind of like the sound of my own voice 10% of the time after we get a good comp on the vocal, then I like it. But it is nice to hear other voices and it is nice to see people and hear what people think. So come at us. Let us know where you want us to play. We'll try and get there.
See, also, people who enjoy the sound of their own voice, me talking in a radio studio right now. Well, the game is called We Are OFK. It is out, where is it? Nintendo Switch, PS4, PS5, and Steam on PC?
That's right. Also the Epic Game Store, and I think we're also coming to itch.io.
Ooh, okay, so you can be everywhere. That's cool. The EP is out now wherever music exists. The whole project is just so delightfully queer, and it's just so wonderful to experience and to see that that's finally come to an end, this project, and now there is an exciting future ahead for OFK. So congratulations, Luca Lefay. We can actually, I mean, do you want to introduce the next, so you can just pick the next song if you want.
Oh my God, let's hear Thanks from We Are OFK.
Perfect. Well, here it is then. Do you want to introduce it? Do you want to introduce your own song?
Whoa.
Or would you prefer me to introduce it so you can hear it being introduced on the radio?
You do it, and then I'll clap. Can I clap?
Yeah, absolutely. You can clap. I've never been clapped when I've said something in the studio before, so this is going to be new for both of us. Here it is, the brand new single from OFK. It's called Thanks. Luca Lefay, thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Great introduction. Thank you.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Thanks so much for listening, and a huge thank you to Luca Lefay from OFK for joining me today, and everyone from Team OFK for helping make today happen. This is really cool. If you've enjoyed this episode, consider sending it on to a friend who you think will like it, or maybe share it on social media. Every bit helps. And if you want more, subscribing to the podcast is completely free. Search for The Sound of Now in your podcast app. There's recent episodes there with Big Frida, Lauv, Morgan, Mallrat, and a whole bunch more. Plus, you can even switch on notifications so you know when the latest episode drops. And don't forget, you can listen to the radio show live Monday nights at 6 p.m. AEST on Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, and stream it around the world on iHeartRadio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.